Chapter 1. Floating high above the city, dipping and swooping through the valleys of cinder blocks and concrete, landing on the edge of a rooftop to look down upon the inhabitants below. Watching, seeing, learning. They walk along the streets, alleys, and avenues, moving here, going there, in a constant state of rush. Appointments to be kept. People to see, things to do. And Adrienne was one of them. She had somewhere to go. It was not deathly important, just something she had been looking forward to all week. Lunch with a friend at a place where they could sit by a window and watch the beautiful ones pass, examine their clothes, and take notes while rolling noodles around their forks, pretending to eat. The city was a place to both love and despise. A place where a patchwork of new and old gray buildings stood side by side with icy glass-covered skyscrapers. A blended terrain of high and low structures, each bookmarking history. A place Adrienne called home. She could never see herself leaving, though she often wondered how she could remain. Her mind wandered on so many useless thoughts as she walked along the busy sidewalk. Then she noticed, among the cars and the trucks and the buses, an elk. Its furry hindquarters protruded as it entered the crowd and sauntered through the shoppers, the vendors, and the construction workers. Its antlers rose high upon its elegant head, spreading upwards like giant fingers into a crown as it strode nonchalantly along the bustling city street. Adrienne stopped to examine what she could so clearly see, yet everyone else seemed blind to it. The elk turned to face Adrienne. They considered each other for a long pause, gazing into each other's eyes. They were momentarily interrupted by a tourist double-decker bus. After it passed, they resumed their connection. Then the elk lifted its head as if in a nod and sauntered away. Adrienne watched as it disappeared into the crowd.